Are you the type of leader who wants to leave behind a legacy? Well, I'd love to help you unlock a legacy of excellence with the School Leadership Toolkit. For just $97, you'll gain access to 10 easy-to-implement resources, including templates, frameworks, and bonus content designed to help you manage your to-do list, make better decisions, navigate difficult conversations, and support your team. Fast-track solutions to your challenges by grabbing the toolkit at schoolsofexcellence.com/toolkit or click the link in the show notes. Elevate your leadership journey today. Welcome to the Schools of Excellence podcast, where we have conversations about education, leadership, and building a school of excellence. The goal on this show is to bring you clarity, up-level your mindset, and give you practical strategies and inspiration so you can show up with confidence and trust your decision-making. I'm Chani Olshansky. I'm a mom of four under 10, a former New Yorker, and been in the early childhood field my entire life. And I'm so grateful that you've joined me for this conversation. Welcome back to another episode of the Schools of Excellence podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about how to discern which events to invest in and attend. So I'm still feeling a little under the weather. Hopefully coming back around on the mend here, but got to do what you got to do. So got to record these podcast episodes, want to get them out to you guys. So people are traveling again. People are getting out ready for a while, traveling to events, speaking at events, choosing which conferences they want to attend to. And I wanted to record this episode to help you have some knowledge and discerning power on what kind of events are worth you investing in and attending. So today we're going to be talking about the differences between conferences, events, workshops and summits, experiences, retreats, how to decide which ones you should invest in. We're going to talk about the Summit of Excellence, our event, and why that's different. We're going to talk about what you can expect, what we're doing at this year's summit. And throughout today's episode, you'll be hearing from some of our amazing attendees who have experienced and participated in the Summit of Excellence throughout the years. So I want to get started with what conferences are, okay? Conferences are large events. They have anywhere between 200 to 300 attendees, all the way up to thousands of attendees. And the largest may host even more visitors than that. Conferences have a lot of broad information. It's not specialized. So there's just a lot of information. In big conferences, you'll also find a lot of congruent events. So there'll be 2, 3, 4, even 5 talks happening at the same time in different locations. And so you need to be strategic about where you're going and what you're going to listen to. So that's a conference. Workshops are much smaller number of attendees. Workshops give attendees a chance to practice their skills. They learn new skills under the guidance of the expert who's facilitating the workshop. Workshops involve more group discussion, exercises, activities. There's a lot of practical application. Workshops are a lot more about doing than listening, okay, or even networking. Summits, okay, the word summit by definition means the highest point of a mountain. So when you consider how summits invite speakers or choose the content, they are typically at the pinnacle of their respective field, right? That's why the word summit fits perfectly. And so at a summit, you should expect higher level conversation to hear and engage in. You can also expect everyone at the summit to attend all the sessions. So there aren't really breakout panels during a summit. Everyone is part of the summit and everyone is challenged and informed and participating in everything that's happening. Then you have experiences, which are much smaller, more intimate gatherings where attendees can expect to build deeper relationships with each other. There's a much greater emphasis on personal development and growth. Attendees have a lot of opportunity for reflection and self-care, and they leave with a lot of memories created and a lot of new connections. So let's talk about some decision-making factors. And you'll have to really decide what are the deciding factors for you that make you decide if an event is worth you coming. So there's a number of deciding factors. Number one is the personal and professional development. So when you're choosing an event, you're looking at what is the content that is going to be taught? What is the actual agenda? What are they going to be teaching? What speakers do they have? So that's one deciding factor, is the actual content. Another deciding factor are the networking opportunities, meeting other leaders. For many people, this is the number one. Like, this is the number one thing that they're looking for. Am I going to meet new people? Is there enough networking opportunities? Am I going to be able to build relationships? A third factor is cost. How much does it cost to go to this event? What is this investment? And then people evaluate the cost against the value. Like, what value am I going to get out of it? So cost is another deciding factor. The third is location. Will I be getting away with time for creativity, time to create more perspective, pause, get out of my routine? Where is the location? Where am I going to? And a big part of choosing which event to go to is understanding that you need to leave your day-to-day routine and operations in order to really experience whatever it is that they're going to be doing. Fifth consideration is time and convenience. Does the date work for you? Does the time work for you? And then the convenience around it. Are they going to be feeding you breakfast and lunch and dinner and snacks? And is there water? Is our logistics taken care of? Like, many people really factor in convenience as a huge part of why they come to an event. And last is health and well-being. And this is a factor of, does this event impact my health and well-being and have a ripple effect? So that's something that I look at, like the health and mental well-being after I experience this event. So let's talk about the Summit of Excellence this year, which is February 28th, March 1st, and 2nd in Miami, Florida. And let's talk about why this summit is different than any of the other summits that we've done, but really any of the other events that you'll experience in the childcare space. Our event is for 45 people only. So automatically, this is not a conference. It's an event. It's small. It's intimate. Why? Well, let's go through the first filter, professional development. The content that we're teaching at this event is building legacy through values-based leadership. And so the entire event is about bringing your core values to the event. And throughout the 3 days together, we're going to help you understand how to design your culture and your environment where everyone on the team, from assistant teachers all the way up to upper and senior management, are able to practice these core values on a daily basis and are able to make decisions from these core values. Because delegating something to your team isn't enough. They have to know how to make decisions as well. You have to delegate decision making. Decision making is hard because it has to be made through the company values lens. Are these the right values to make decisions? Do these values help anchor the quality of decision making that you're looking for that are connected with your company goals and vision and mission and legacy you want to create? So that's what the content is all about. And we're inviting everyone to bring their teams as well so that you could do this co-creation together. So that's what the content is going to be about. Now let's talk about networking opportunities. The way that we design our event is we do assigned seating. So we do a huge intake form before you come to the event where we learn about your role, your season of life, years of experience, your goals, your ambitions, all of that. And we sit you next to like-minded people so that you can continue to build your own community and your own network that will support you. So that is the networking opportunity. In addition to that, there's a lot of time and space for conversation. So we don't rush things. We take our time to move through things because this isn't about boom, 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 boom. Here's another 15 strategies of how to market your school. That's not what this is about. This is about the time and space to dig deep and go internal and understand, if my value is trust, how am I role modeling trust? How am I telling stories around trust? How are my people creating routines and rituals around trust? How are we creating experiences around trust? How are we consistently embedding this into our meetings, into morning arrival, dismissal, staff meetings, check-ins, one-on-ones, classroom observations? It's everything. Values are everything, but it is such an underrated topic because everyone wants to talk about the tactics and how they're making money and the profit and how they're dealing with the economy and all of that, which is great. It's important. That's not what this event is about. This event is about going a layer deeper to all of these really important values and conversations that fuel all of the other decisions. Okay, let's talk about location. It's in Miami, Florida, in Breeza on the Bay, right over the bay where the bay meets the beach. So it's just a beautiful location. It's in March, which is absolutely pristine weather here in Florida. It's beautiful, 70 degrees, not raining, like just beautiful, beautiful weather. So the location is just really primed to help you get into a relaxed state and pause. And health and well-being. So we hire a professional caterer who creates a beautiful menu that caters to all dietary needs, really delicious, healthy options as well. And we serve breakfast. We serve healthy snacks all day. There's a coffee bar open, waters and drinks. There's delicious hot lunch that's served. We have a VIP dinner party in the evening. So we're really there to continue to take care and convenience of all of your self-care needs. And the well-being part is this is an experience. So one of the things that we're doing at this event is we're doing a special boat ride on a yacht that has its entire own experience. There's going to be multiple activities and experiences that you're going to be doing together with your teams. This is like nothing you've ever experienced before. It's also nothing that we've ever done before. So if you've been to our events before, this is again, completely different. Because here's the thing. It is very easy for me to just continue to duplicate what I did the year before, which is what most conferences are like. When you go to a conference, you typically know what to expect. There's going to be the keynote. There's going to be the breakouts. There'll be some games. There'll be some raffles. They'll do this, all the things. You know what to expect. When you come to the Summit of Excellence, there are so many new opportunities to engage in. And so while you know what the content is going to be about, there's just a different experience. And coming in with this wow factor of like, okay, I'm ready for what's coming. It's just a different experience. It's not like, oh, and then I know I'm going to go to the breakouts at 1 and then at 2:30 I go to the bathroom and then I go to the break and then, you know, we go get a drink at night. Like everything is the same. No. People come to our event who don't want sameness. They want adventure. They want opportunity. They want something different. They want a new experience. They want new level conversation and content. They want something different. So let me wrap up here. Our event is about building legacy through values-based leadership. And so we're going to be teaching the four core areas of how you teach values through storytelling, through role modeling, routines and rituals, and experiences. And throughout the 3 days, you're going to be working with your leadership team, or if you're coming by yourself, on your values and understanding how are we going to tell stories better? How are we going to be better role models of our values? How are we going to embed routines, rituals, and habits into our organization that help people make better decisions around our values? What are the experiences that we're going to help our people experience? Because experiences stay inside of you. PowerPoints and spreadsheets do not. They're PowerPoints and spreadsheets. The story, the experience lives forever inside of their hearts and minds. And so that's what the Summit of Excellence is about this year, building legacy through values-based leadership. This event is for our members and their teams. And so if you're interested in coming to this event, I would love for you to apply to the Director's Inner Circle or Owner's HQ program. See if you're a fit to join us in our membership. And then you will be able to join us at this event. This event is for 45 people only. Half the tickets have already been sold. And so we're really looking forward to curate this amazing group of school leaders, of owners, directors, regionals, executive leaders to participate in this amazing experience. So if you enjoyed today's episode and you're even a tiny little bit curious about what the Summit of Excellence is about, would love for you to fill out an application. The link is in the show notes. And thanks so much for joining me today. If you are loving the Schools of Excellence podcast and have gotten any value out of it for your school, I would love if you can do 2 things for me. 1, subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And 2, can you please leave us a review?
Reviews help other school leaders know that this is the place to learn how to build a school of excellence. And I would be so grateful if you can do that for us. Your help and support makes this show to be able to be listened by the thousands of other school leaders all around the world. Thanks so much for listening, for giving us your time and attention each and every week. And I appreciate that you have joined us.